don't think there's nothing more to add, but...
Hold on.
If you say so.
Listen, Nicky, I ain't here for your games.
Here we go. Oh. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay. I was like, yo, you sure, nigga? You not playing tricks on me? Like, why is my jaw got a...
Yeah. You know what I should do? All right. Welcome to another episode of the Almanac Podcast. This is Alex, and next to me is Eddie, my co-host. I forgot about the buttons.
How you doing, bro?
Dude, I love those buttons.
Yeah, I know.
I'm doing great.
It's like the adobo. So it's like adding adobo to this podcast, bro. It just makes it a little better.
Definitely. I'm doing pretty good though. You know, trucking my days away with work and whatnot. So, how are you doing?
I know it's grind time. You know, New Year's is definitely after the year starts. It's definitely time to get your money up, for sure. Yeah. I'm chilling. I'm doing great though. You know, niggas is eating good. You know,
yeah, eating like Blazing J's every day.
Exactly. Blazing J's chicken sandwich on the corner of. But yeah, I'm good, bro. I'm chilling. So today I want to get into the topic of social media.
Okay.
Just because, you know, like, I feel like social media, like, has affected, like, a lot, like, life a lot more than people think. Mm-hmm. Like, it's gone to the point where, like, people get offended if you, like, unfriend them. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you stop following them. Like, it becomes a thing where it's like, oh, you don't fuck with me because you don't follow me. Like, yeah. Feel me? It's more like, nigga, I don't follow you because you don't post nothing. Like, it's like, what am I following you for? Like, you ain't posting nothing. You ain't saying nothing. Or, like, you feel me? Shit like that applies.
Yeah.
And, like, it gives, like, it's like a lot of false representation. You could even call it clout chasing.
Yeah. Okay.
Just because, like, I feel like people post things to misrepresent them. Like,
I think it's picking up your audio.
Niggas will,
never mind.
Show them, like, you know, niggas will post a band of money, but in reality, it's rent money. Like, feel me? Yeah. Like,
I mean, can't you, are you not allowed to do that?
What, to post your rent money?
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but, like, nigga, like, I mean, you flexing it, like, you about to go spend it on something, like, that you want. Like, you feel me, nigga? Like, nobody want to pay rent.
That's true. I don't know. I think unfriending someone is definitely considered one of those, like, kind of stabs at people. Especially if you're already friends, I guess, on social media. It's actually kind of worse if you actually know them in, like, real life, too.
You think?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Because, like, I think with at least a decent amount of my friends, I like to let them know that I can only handle certain doses of them. So, like, maybe following them on social media isn't, like, the, like, our thing, necessarily. I'd rather just know you in person.
That's just how
it's kind of just like, I fuck with you, I really do, but I can handle you like maybe one day a week,
but like
an hour a week.
I say it like this, bro, like, you, like, if I feel like it shouldn't bother you that much if we're not that involved with each other, like if our friendship isn't that strong, or like, you shouldn't feel no type of way if I just, like, we're not really friends. We're more of acquaintances. Like, if you need something, you'd come find me. You feel me? That's how I feel. Like, if it's that urgent,
yeah,
you would look for that person.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like I posted the other day. I was just like, if you have a problem with me, you don't have my number, then you don't, like, it's not that serious. Then, like, if you don't even have my phone number, like, you don't know me that well to have a problem with me.
Yeah, yeah. You're just looking for a fight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. No, but I think there's a certain level of clout chasing I definitely don't want to see anymore in 2020.
Like, an example?
Honestly, I don't really care if people stunt their rent money. Whatever. What if it's a nice apartment?
That, I mean, yeah, that is true. That is true. But like, nigga,
what if it's a nice place? What if they're about, like, what else are you supposed to do with the money? You just have stunt money running, like, laying around?
I just feel like, I mean, that's what, like,
is that the assumption?
I feel like you're trying to, like, the influence comes from like a rap culture. Like, you know, like rappers post their bread. So
I heard it's like an Atlanta rap culture thing.
I don't even know. I mean, yeah, I would say it's down south, because like I remember like when Jay-Z was like, you know, we don't post money over here. Like, it's true. Like, I mean, niggas don't, even though back then nigga used to have like the huskiest Cuban link ever. Like, but that's kind of like a flex on its own. But I don't know, like, I just don't see the point, like, unless you're, like, really living like that, like,
yeah,
what's the point of showing a couple dollars, feel me? Or, like,
I don't know.
Like, niggas,
maybe it's just fun.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I'm asking you, I'm trying to figure out.
I don't see it,
I don't have a lot of people on my social media that do that.
You're not following the right people, bro.
maybe you're following the wrong people.
Yeah, maybe exactly. So I'm saying, like, so, but like, next thing you know, I unfollow, then I'm getting hit with a like, bro, why'd you unfollow me?
Okay. You don't like my money? You don't like my rent money?
Yeah, bro. I don't like it, bro. Like,
you're a hater.
How am I hating for that?
I'm just fucking with you.
I think, it's just like, there's nothing. The point I'm trying to bring across with this argument is like, there's nothing wrong with like living and posting a humble lifestyle. You feel me? Like,
okay.
Like there's nothing wrong. Like if
I think people do that all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like, for the people that don't, like you don't have to front. Like we're not going to judge you. Like, it's life. It's an understanding thing that like not everybody's in the same place. Like, like obviously I'm not living like the fucking baby, nigga. Like, I'm not out here chained out, like just like throwing sneakers away. Like, yo, I left a pair of sneakers at Park City Mall. Come find them. They're behind the bush. Like, like, you feel me? I'm not doing that because I'm not in that financial place. But there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
and that's,
I definitely agree. Are you just like, is this something you just don't want to see anymore? Or
I just, yeah, forever, like, bro, just stop cap, like, stop lying, like, you got it like that. Like, I'm not hating. It's just like,
isn't it crazy how you would support, like, follow? Isn't it crazy how you will follow someone that does have the stunt money and they're just doing it?
But if they live their life, if that's actually their life, then it makes, who am I to hate? But like, if you're fronting, it's like, I just think it's corny. I think it's corny to front.
I guess.
Yeah, we're going to bleep that out. But, and it, like, back to the whole issue with like social media, it goes back to like, I want to bring out the point of like, with the birth of social media, any publicity is good publicity, whether it's good or bad. That's like a thing now.
Yeah.
Because it goes back to like our last episode.
It's like clout culture. Yeah. Where it's like, I'm going to call some shit over here. And, you know, even if I'm like standing good or bad with people, as long as I got eyes on me.
That's exactly the point. It goes back to that last episode. Like when we were talking about like Tekashi 6ix9ine, how he would troll people to get like the attention, like he was on Worldstar damn near every day, because he was saying ignorant shit, and like I feel like that culture has like transcended onto everyday life. Like, you have people who harass people at like Walmarts and shit,
yeah,
or like people that go to the hood and try to prank, you know, like hood pranks. Feel me? Like where a boy like literally just takes someone's phone out their hand, not even knowing the boy. Like, boy could have had a gun on him and just popped you right there.
Yeah, but don't you love seeing like one of those guys just getting popped?
Yeah, well, I mean, punched. Yeah, but I'm talking about like popped with a gun. Like,
oh yeah, I think I saw one video where a guy, I didn't mean pop as like. Like, I didn't mean to say, isn't it great to, like, see someone, like, get shot at? I meant, like punched.
Yeah, all right, bro. You definitely with the violence. Bobby is definitely with the violence. He says it's nice to see someone get popped.
I saw one dude on YouTube, and he was, like, trying to prank some guy in a car. And he pulled out his gun and started shooting at him. I think he must have busted maybe, like, 6 shots.
That's what I'm saying, bro. People are, like, playing. Like, they're doing it for fame. Like, now, at this point, fame means more than money. Cause like with fame comes more opportunities. Cause like that's why I say like social media has affected lives, because it's even created in a job opportunity.
Like, I think if you, as long as you're in the guidelines of whoever employs you, you know, like,
nah, bro, you're not listening. You're not listening.
Yes, I am. What are you talking about?
You're not listening, Sway.
Right, so go ahead.
So I'm saying like, all right, you become famous, like you, yeah, like people come famous, like there's like internet couples, etc.
No, I hear you.
Like you know, Chiclet.
Sure.
The couple he has, like, where he's like getting abused by his girlfriend all the time.
Yeah.
It's funny, but like, look, my nigga just got a Foot Locker deal. They got Fashion Nova deals, like, just because they're off the fame of their, and all they did was just make funny skits together.
Yeah, I mean, to a certain point, you'd consider them comedians, but they're like stand up comics. But
no, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're so maybe
online personalities.
Maybe, yeah, maybe that's all they wanted to do though.
On like, what?
Maybe that's what they were aiming to do.
I'm not saying like they're like part of the people that are trolls or stuff like that, but I'm saying, but like there's people who are
finding ways to monetize being famous on Instagram.
Yeah,
yeah,
by doing like nut shit.
Right.
That's reckless. I understand the concept of grind and get it by any means, but nigga, like y'all, a lot of y'all are pushing it. Like,
yeah.
I know that you're aware. Okay. I'm just saying, I'm trying to say, like, y'all niggas need to stop because it's going to get bad. Like,
if you y'all mean, keep like, going. So you're just saying you're worried for everyone. Like, if they continue this, it's going to get bad. But you don't think anyone learned from, like, the whole Tekashi situation?
No.
What?
No, I don't.
I don't know. Maybe.
Actually, well, they're still. Right. I mean, because like,
but I hear you, bro. Like,
even after he,
no one wants to see that like happen. Like, because I always thought like, I bring it back to Tekashi because like I always found him entertaining, but I never found what he was doing like acceptable. And it's not something like you should do, you know, the way he was moving.
You be like the gang shit, or do you be the snitching?
And the all of it.
But my whole thing is like I said, it goes back to like, even though he's admitted to be a snitch, people are still fucking with him after all the shit he's done. They still that was going around.
Who?
Like that people are saying, oh, like we're still gonna listen to Ball, or like,
you mean like people from New York were?
Yeah, bro.
I think he's gonna be able to still put music out and, you know, still. Connect with, you know, white suburban kids.
So snitching, eh? Is that what you're trying to say, bro?
I'm just saying, like, it.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, like, yeah, he's gonna be able to still have a career after that, because I'm assuming that crowd is gonna be. If you play Tekashi around me, I'm gonna shut it off. You know?
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
What? All right.
That's your biz.
No, what?
Whoa, that's your biz.
I've actually never listened to one of his songs.
But anyway, going back to the whole, like, no publicity is bad publicity thing.
Yeah, you don't want to see people getting hurt.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, no. I just mean, like, I'm just saying, like, it's...
So you do want to see people
getting hurt? No, that's not... You're literally, like, going all around it. I'm going to give an example.
Mm-hmm.
There was there was a model that came from the city, from Lancaster, PA, that was like Carissa Pinker or some shit like that. She was like an albino, like black chick. She was like ginger. She had freckles, all that.
Yeah.
But anyway, she went to school with us and everything. But
don't know who you're talking about. But yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Like, Shawty, I don't know how, like, I mean, she, you know, grinded from the bottom with it, like, just got into modeling something serious, yeah. And she, like, was, like, I mean, the amount of success she was getting was crazy. Like, she was, you know, modeling for Nike, she even modeled with Rihanna, which is crazy. Like, you know, she did, like, her whole Fenty line, and, like, even had a picture with Shawty. I'm like, that, to me, that's success. Nigga, you got a picture with Rihanna? Like,
yeah.
Like... Like, I'm talking about, like, up close and personal picture, like, it, like cheek-to-cheek type shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nice. And then, like, she fucked all that up, like, fumbled the bag completely just because she wanted to put, like, some transphobic comments on, like, Facebook or Twitter.
Were they, like, really recent?
Yeah, it was, like, last year, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, like, she was, like, and, like, it blew up. Like, it blew up as soon as she posted that, and then, like, she out of the bad feedback she got, mm-hmm. she like fronted like she was transgender.
Really?
She was like, I only said that because I actually am transgender, and I was like, she was like, I was like hiding it all along, and then like. What? After that, like, people called her out on that because apparently she was fronting again.
Really?
Yeah. And then, like, now she's making rap music. So it's like, it goes back to what I said, like, you know, like as long as you have the attention on you, people are gonna pay, like, are gonna pay you mind. Like another good example is Bad Baby, the Catch Me Outside girl.
Yeah.
Bro, she started off on Dr. Phil.
With publicity.
Just being ratchet. Like, pretending like, you feel me? Just being mad ratchet. And then from that alone, she got a whole deal. Like, and it's, and the fact that
she came out with, like, a whole,
bro,
like,
and it's, and she's, deal. And she's successful for it.
Is she?
Yeah, bro. She, like, she was right away. Like, K Camp, I think, Ty Dolla $ign. She made a song with Tory Lanez and Ali Chapa, like literally, bro, like she even like got a makeup deal that like last year too. Mm-hmm. Like that makeup deal was worth bread. I'm talking about like a couple mil, I think, like 130 mil, I think.
Yeah.
I'm like bro, like you did that off of just being like ratchet and stupid on TV, like on like daytime television at that. Like imagine going to Maury or like Jerry Springer and being so ratchet, you out ratcheted everybody. And like, yo, we need that guy. He's up next.
Oh man, I don't know. I don't think the amount of money that she's making is probably a great amount. Don't get me wrong, it is cool to just make money at all just doing shit like that
though. Doing something that like doing something but not doing
it at all. Or catching like a nice deal off of that. So but I don't know. I guess that kind of ties into like how much respect for yourself do you have? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like when I with the whole like clout thing, like niggas is squirting like hot sauce and lemons into their eyes for likes. Like,
yeah. Really?
This is the hot, like, yeah, this is like the sriracha challenge. Nigga just start squirting, like, bro, what? You couldn't think of nothing better. Feel me? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like if it's that simple to make money, like, that make money, I'm not hating. It's not that I'm not hating, but it's like, damn, nigga, like, niggas will go that far for the bread. Like,
don't you think they're gonna run out of shit to do eventually?
I mean, bro, we find something. They, like, I don't know. It's been, ever since social media, like, Instagram's been a thing. It's like, it's a new one thing after the other. Like, remember when people were dumping ice water on them? Like niggas said, fuck catching an pneumonia. Like, for me, niggas was dumping ice water in the snow, like, on some nut shit. Like, I didn't do that shit. Like, fuck it. Even if you called me out, you was not going to catch me doing that.
I thought that was for charity.
Nah.
What was that for?
For shits and giggles.
No, that was for...
Bro, for charity's
awareness or something.
Awareness for what? Ammonias?
No.
Like,
you know exactly what you're like, talking about. It's like the ice bucket challenge.
It's like, niggas, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what it is.
Bro, that was for charity.
For charity for what?
Bro.
It's the ice bucket challenge. Like, how are you like raising awareness for what? Ammonia? Like, you don't know what pneumonia is? Watch me catch one. Like, and go with me through the journey, nigga. Like, you really looking it up?
Cause you're wrong,
bro. It's like, remember when
they raised $150 million in donations raised through the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
Is that what that was for?
Yes.
Wait, what is that? What the fuck is ALS? Is that like a?
That's a good question.
Yeah, exactly. Those niggas don't even know what they was dumping ice. They were doing it because it was funny,
bro.
Bro. I'm telling you, they were doing it.
I'm just letting you know that wasn't just not for shits and giggles. That wasn't like a. That was supposed to be like a viral moment online, tied into a charity. Like,
bro, people are doing it for shits and giggles. It's like one of those things where
it's supposed to be fun.
It's like when you buy.
And you're supposed to be involved, and it's supposed to you're supposed to just like force people to go do it. Because you're trying to raise awareness of something, but you want them to do something crazy online.
Nah, bro. It's more like when you buy a bottle of, like, Waikia water and it says, like, on the back, like, buying 1 liter, like, gives a week's worth of clean water to a village. It's like, oh, cool. I paid extra for this water anyway. Like,
right.
I'm like, it's just nice to know that I'm also helping somebody out. Like, yeah, that's what it is. It's not like I didn't do it for them. I did it for me. It just happened to have a positive benefit.
Yeah, if they donate, of course.
Bro, no.
I swear to God.
Bro, no, this is all lies.
You just didn't, you didn't even think it was.
Bro, this is all
lies. You had no idea it was part of a charity, though. Bro. What are you talking about?
All right, anyway, back to the whole social media thing.
Yeah.
What did you think about, like, Instagram? Like, they were talking about taking away the likes. I just thought, like, that was gonna, like, if they would have took likes away, and not really, it wasn't like they were gonna take the likes away. You could still like shit. It just wouldn't show how many likes that thing got.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I just felt like that was gonna affect, like, the industry negatively. Just because nobody's gonna want to post anything because they're not getting rewarded with, like, because like for real, like, it's like, when people post shit, it is to share, but at the same time, it's like people. I feel like a lot of times people are doing it for the approval of others. Like, that's why it goes back to the whole clout chasing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are doing it for likes. You're like, Shawty post her ass on the sink. It's for likes. Like, feel me? Like, a nigga put the new car out. It's for likes. Like, you mean flex? I'm flexing. Feel me? You know what I'm working with?
Yeah.
I hope my name holds weight out here. Like, like, you know?
I don't know. I think I'm going to like the fact that you can't see the like system on Instagram.
That's what, but like,
but, like, did you see they already took away the following system. You can't see what other people are doing unless you follow their account.
Yo, for that
I mean, and
that,
you like that, don't you?
That changed the game for niggas. That really changed the game, you know? It really did. Bro, I remember I got into an argument with my ex, mm-hmm. and I was like, look at you out here liking niggas' pictures, bro. She found every bitch I like. I was like, damn, you got it. You got it. I'm sorry.
That was a crazy thing. But that, so, like, you can't really see what other people that you follow like unless you follow them, you know? So, you, like, you both have to be, like, following the person that person's following, and I have to be following you. To see if you're liking something, that picture. Which is crazy,
right?
like, that's insane. But if they're gonna take all that together, why would I even be following you?
Yeah, real right.
You know, it's kind of just like, well, I'm just gonna live my best life, and maybe that's what they're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe, maybe that'll make everyone be like, well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, people aren't good. Like, all right, well, now so maybe people can't, because, like, it's like people look at likes and, like, it's currency. Like, yeah, you know, I got 100,000 likes.
It's gonna be crazy to see how the industry will move once they take that away, though.
Do you mean like,
because, like, how like
celebrities
you,
and shit, or
how
just,
are you gonna gauge all those Instagram famous people?
Because you don't know if they're like that much anyway.
You have to literally be talking about them word of mouth. Which means you're going to have to be fucking squirting lemons into everyone's, like, face. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that guy's only going to be famous if he does that, like, on a tour. He's fucking doing it so consistently.
You think?
Well, how the fuck am I supposed to know?
I'm saying they were going to take away the likes. You could still share shit.
Where? Oh, like, on your story.
Yeah. Or, like, even on your page in general, you can still share shit.
You know, when
it's like Tumblr, bro. Like, you post shit just to post it.
When the stories came, I was, like, really, I really wasn't about it, but I got sucked into it, like, crazy.
I didn't like stories.
I think it was, like, a switch kind of thing.
For me, the whole thing with Instagram stories is more so, like, I already had Snapchat, and I was, like, this is literally just them trying to take everybody away from Snapchat. And then Facebook did the same thing.
Yeah, well, so Facebook owns Instagram.
That's, yeah.
So they're definitely trying to get Snapchat the fuck out of here.
So, yeah, so it's just like, that's why for people be like, yo, you got Snapchat. I'm like, not really, because, like, I just post everything on Instagram. It's damn near the same thing. Yeah, nah, the whole thing with the next generation thing, I just think it's like it's alarming. I feel like,
you don't feel like kids are, like, living their best life?
I feel like kids aren't, like, kids anymore.
They're just not loving at all.
Yeah, I feel like they're missing out on a lot of life skills due to, like, how they're being raised now. Like, I feel like a lot, like, now that we have cell phones and shit, like, I feel like people are, like, filming their kids' lives, like, watching their kids' lives through their phones.
Okay.
You feel me? Like, I mean, like, I watch, like, there's nothing wrong with posting your kid. Like, I approve of that. It's more so just, like, I hope you're also, like, interacting with your son as much as you're videotaping him. You feel me? Like, yeah. this isn't like some psychology science experiment. Like, I'm just gonna see how this thing.
You just want them to like actually like be parenting behind the scenes, I guess.
Yeah, like it's not
a show.
It's just because like a lot of kids I know, like, bro, there's so many kids I know that don't know how to like ride bikes, don't know how to swim. Like I said, why I'm saying like basic life skills, and like I feel like their social skills aren't the same because like they're not interact. Like sometimes kids don't have that like. Either they're not like around in the situation, presented the situation to interact with other children. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
that's gonna affect their social skills down the line because they're, like I said, they're not used to it.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, like, yeah, like they might go to school, but like it's like if someone was like, I wouldn't expect someone who's homeschooled.
Well, kids are allowed to have their phones in schools too.
Yeah, that's also true.
Have you been to a school?
Well, not recently. Not recently.
I think within the last year, I've been to a school like for work purposes. And, dude, I just saw all the kids. There's, like, mad kids, like, in the hallways on their phones just listening to music. Bro, I could count. There's probably, like, 12 kids. It was insane.
Yeah.
I was like, how are you guys out here right now? I was like, I'm supposed to be the only one out here. It's insane.
Outside?
Yeah, like, outside the in the buildings? Hallways.
Oh, okay.
Like, not
was in the high, was this a highway?
Huh?
I mean, that's a highway. Was this a high school?
Yeah, it was a high school.
Okay.
It was insane.
Oh, bro, high school? I was out in the hallway.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You weren't there. You weren't there, Alex.
I wasn't there.
You wasn't there. Yo, bro, I was everywhere, McCaskey, bro. I don't know how. Like, niggas wouldn't say nothing to me.
I thought you were like a teacher,
especially like senior year. Nigga, a teacher? What? I had a snapback on. What?
Yeah,
teacher.
Snapchat.
a snapback teacher.
You had a snapback and a button up.
Yeah, bro. You know, casual teacher wear. If I was a fucking substitute,
I think our generation had all the oldest teachers ever.
What you trying to talk about now, dog?
Brother Nature.
Brother Nature, the one that got jumped?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's like the guy who I never thought would have got jumped.
Because he's so kind.
Yeah, like he just seemed like a genuinely cool dude.
Yeah.
And then like, you see that video, I'm like, Bo must have really said something crazy. Like, I feel like success can go to someone's head, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Bo might have said something crazy.
I think he was trying to use like his celebrity power and... Like, life was not having it, or the people there weren't having it.
I think somebody told me that someone was, like, recording him. You know, because obviously, you know, if you're excited to see somebody.
Yeah. And,
but especially when they're a celebrity. I feel like if you ever plan on being, like, famous or celebrity, you got to get used to, like, publicity and, like you know.
Which is just bad now because it's everyone mm-hmm. has a phone. That's just, like.
Yeah, you can't do nothing.
Bro, the fastest thing accessible to my phone right now is the camera.
Huh?
Like, the fastest thing accessible in my phone right now is the camera.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you open the lock screen.
Yeah, it's like, click. Like, my camera's open for whatever.
Ready.
You know, like, it's kind of terrifying, but.
That we have so much surveillance?
Might as well show out.
Huh?
So you might as well show out if you have all those cameras on you.
What do you mean?
Like, have some fun with it.
True. But, yeah, like, I heard he tried to stop them from recording. I guess both films up away.
Yeah.
He said, I don't want no one to see what I put on my burrito.
I feel like there's a burrito spot, I swear. Yeah, I feel like there's sometimes it's appropriate. Like, it's appropriate sometimes if you catch someone that is famous, I guess, and, like, they're walking down the street, you start recording them. But, like, you don't start recording someone while they're having dinner with their family, you know?
I'm trying to think if I've seen anybody famous.
I saw Kid Cudi once, and he was, not happy to see me.
For real?
Yeah, he flipped me off.
Are you serious?
Yes.
When was this?
It was like in middle school. I went to the Mountain Dew tour, and there was like a concert. He was out there.
When did you go that?
I think I was like in 7th or 8th grade.
Was that for TSA? Or you just went?
No, it was just me and my boy, Josh.
Josh.
The one that was just here.
Desado?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that. That's cool. He wasn't happy to see you. It was a Mountain Dew tour.
Yeah, he was, like, in the back of this little go-kart, and I, like, turned my head. He just drove by me. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, yo, that was Kid Cudi.
But why wasn't he happy to see you?
And I'm explaining. I was like, oh, shit. So I started running up to him, and I was like, I was a kid, and yeah. I was fanboying out because I was like, "Oh shit, Kid Cudi!" Like at the, you know, back in the day when I was in seventh grade, Kid Cudi was like the shit.
Yeah. So Day and Night was the shit, bro.
Exactly.
Day and Night was yo.
When it first came, when it dropped, that was good music.
Isn't it crazy? I didn't know Bo was talking about smoking. I just fucked with the song. Like, yo, bro, I was so innocent. I was like, yo, this nigga's talking about blowing it down.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, so I go chase his cart, and he literally just, like, flips me off. He's like, get away. He's like, you need to get out of here now, kid. And I was like, all right. Like,
And talk about don't meet your heroes, right?
I was just like, whatever. Like, I guess I'm going to go about my day. I'm just not going to watch a concert, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, bro. I mean, but see, that sucks. Like, I feel like, it goes back to the whole, like that fame, that publicity, like, the fame shit goes to your head.
Yeah.
I feel like there's still such a thing as, like, human decency when, like, and when it comes to people who admire you, like, it's a different story.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I met, L.A., the one singer from Atlanta, like, I went to his concert, and after that, he let people take pictures, like, niggas didn't even have to pay for the VIP or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was dope, but, like, you know, just to meet him and, like, shake his hand, like,
it's pretty cool.
It was a humbling experience. It's like, bro, like, so that, like, even though my man, like, he does, like, big concerts, like Rolling Loud and shit like that, my man does Europe tours, he still, like, has, like, that, like, sense of this, like, that humble sensibility, like, yo, like, these are my fans, like, they're the reason I'm here.
Yeah.
And, like, he's willing to meet you and talk to you, like, I think that's dope.
He's just treating you like any regular person would.
Yeah, that's what I, like, that's, like, those are the kind of, like, celebrities I can respect.
Yeah.
Not saying I don't respect.
I can't think if I had met anyone else.
I just remember
after that was like I've had like a good experience. Maybe I've only met like I don't think I've met anyone else.
I remember
that's not necessarily meeting him, you know. It's just kind of like chasing some random dude down, but it is pretty cool if you meet someone that is just like they're super humble and they give you all the respect they'd give anyone else.
I remember when
I feel like that at the appropriate time though, you know, like you don't give someone, like, I definitely don't give everyone the same treatment as if, like, so, like, if I'm out, like, traveling or something, I'm not going to give you the same attention I'm giving you if, like, we set up a meet and greet, we sit down and talk.
What do you mean?
Like, for, like, celebrities, like.
Well, bro, like, it's, like, a good example of, like, straight up ignorant shit is, like, Summer Walker. Like, bro, like, I mean, because she's a great artist.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great singer. And, like, I don't know, like, I heard, like, really bad reviews on how she performs. But then, like, she also did, you know, that meet and greet package, like, for after.
Yeah.
And, like, I heard, like she would take pictures with people. But, like, she, like, I don't know, like some, like, you know, like, some people fan out, like, especially girls. Like, girls fan out. They want to hug. They want to, like, feel me, shit like that, like,
yeah,
and like she was like saying, like, you know, I don't want nobody to touch me, like, just because I don't want to exchange chakras and shit like that on some weird shit, like, shawty, the fuck did I pay this extra $100 for? Like, real rat, like, keeping it, not even trying to be ignorant, like, they're saying, like, I need, like, oh, you gotta give me a kiss, like, nah, I'm just saying, like, I just expect, like, you know, like, I paid a lot because I wanted, like, I wanted to meet you that bad. That's how, like, Not say that I did that because I didn't go, but I'm thinking their standpoint, like they pay the extra money because they fuck with you so heavy, like
and then they get
this ignorant ass like yo stay back treatment like I need 3 feet, but we can still take this picture. Like,
yeah, tell your security to go do that. Like, don't do it yourself, please.
Yeah, but yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, like if it got out of hand, that's what your security should be there for. But
I didn't hear that about Summer Walker. Like, I didn't hear she was like stern about her meet and greets.
She said it's like she said it's a transfer of energy.
Maybe those people aren't just gonna like come back. That kind of sucks for you. You know, like it sucks for Summer Walker. Like, because if that determines someone's like, you know, like if that's how they're gonna rate their experience with you, maybe they're not gonna come back.
Well, I heard she wasn't doing another concert after that first one. Like, I heard she wasn't doing another tour. It's like a one tour thing and done.
But isn't she like a really new artist?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she's just tired of all this shit.
Already?
Like, she, yeah, I mean, when, like, I feel like it takes a real certain, like, determination and a serious, like, want and, like, a drive. You need to have drive. You know, like, someone like DaBaby is a very new artist, and, like, considering he dropped, like, I started hearing about him maybe, like, a year ago. So, he has the drive. Maybe Summer Walker doesn't have the drive, you know, that I can handle, keep doing these tours and trying to like maintain this level of fame on like, I don't know how often she does like concerts, but it becomes a lot. I'm assuming it's just like any other job. You're going to get tired of it. So, like,
yeah, bro, it's going to be real tiring, you know, traveling, seeing the world, getting this money, you know, buying whatever I want. Bro, yeah, bro, it's so tiring.
I feel you. But that's like, God. That's just the man's, like, mentality. Like,
yeah. Getting it, yeah. And you know, a nigga, a man gets it by any means.
Like, I. Nah, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, they are built different. And so are we. And some people are just more determined about it.
My nigga's talking about anatomy. he said, we're born different.
I don't know, but I definitely think Summer Walker, you know, she has a lot to handle. And she's a very new artist. I think if maybe she's getting, like, irritated and maybe her chakra thing is right. Like, let her fucking fly. You know, just let her go take her break. She's young. She's not going anywhere anytime soon. Like, she's going to come back around. I don't.
My man Alex is the defense attorney at law. I say anything this nigga says, it's time to go on the defensive opposition.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to see the other side of it. Or I'm trying to understand the other side of it. One-sided Eddie.
One-sided Eddie? What do you mean? How am I one-sided? I'm just saying, I understand where these people are coming from.
Yeah, so do I.
No, you don't. my man says, I know what it's like to be famous. My fault, nigga.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to imagine. I'm trying to put myself through their shoes.
The artist or the fan?
Both.
All right.
Speaking of fans.
I say, nigga, the only reason they up there is because of the fans.
I feel you. Let's just drop it.
You feel me, bro? So, all right, so we gonna hit the real nature problem here, Alex.
Oh yeah, we went really far. We sidetracked,
bro. So it's crazy about them Australian wildfires.
Sidetracking Eddie.
Yeah, all right.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, all right.
No, I. The Australian wildfires are insane. I think you're actually the one person that brought my attention to it.
For real?
Yeah, I had no idea what was going on.
I mean, respect the game, bro. Nah, bro, it's crazy because, they're saying it was man-made on top of that. I just think it's, like, crazy, like, niggas is just out here setting fire, like, forest fires. Like, niggas really got beef with Smokey the Bear. Like, like, you have nothing better to do with your life than to set a fucking forest on fire.
So it was like, it was a planned thing. It wasn't like an accident.
Apparently they arrested like 24 people. Really? That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people to just start a fire. I mean,
it's like, yeah, like, imagine like setting that up. Like, yo, our Tuesday, it goes down. Like,
yeah,
like, I just say, like, what, like,
I could imagine, but it, like, but it's just very terrifying thing.
But what do you, like, what is there to gain from it? Is like what I'm, like, what I'm saying.
I don't know, man. So people, like, just like, want to see the world,
like,
burn.
Unless it was like an accident, but like that's like a crazy freak accident.
A planned accident?
No, like, yeah, no. I mean, like, unless it was an accident.
Oh, you're saying the 24 people by accident let that.
Like, what if it was a barbecue and like,
or maybe they were camping or some shit.
Yeah, and a fire got, like, the fire got uncontrollable.
So why would they get arrested?
Cause, nigga, it was your fault. Cause, nigga, it was your fault.
I don't think they'd get arrested for that. There must be some crime if you're saying they got arrested.
Bro, like that shit was so graphic. Like,
yeah, here I saw a bunch of the pictures. I saw some videos.
That shit was so, like, it was sad.
Yeah,
like,
it hurts your stomach.
Yeah, yo, bro, like, they're saying approximately. I said approximately. your illiteracy from that day you said Charlotte. That shit, like, done violated me since then. But it's saying approximately 480 million animals were killed in Australia because of those fires.
Yeah, that's extremely sad.
But then they also say the same amount of animals are killed every 2 days so people can eat them. So we're talking about like animals like as far as like slaughterhouses go.
Oh, wow.
So it's like Jesus. It's like tomato tomato, right?
Okay.
Like we're killing the same amount of animals anyway.
It's different. I'm assuming
all animal lives matter.
You're not wrong. Stop, because every time I get my head wrapped around that, I'm just like, yep. You know, it's time to be a vegan. Like
PETA's coming for us, bro. PETA's definitely coming for the beef. But yeah, I just think that's crazy. Like that, like shit like that can happen. I mean, like, cause the same, like we have that. I mean, we don't really have that issue over here on the East Coast, but like I think about that as far as like California fire, forest fires, cause since that's more of a common thing.
Yeah.
And like how the funny shit, like how like Donald Trump's solution to like those kind of forest fires were like everybody should just rake the leaves. Like yo, bro, are you dead ass? Like everybody pick up a rake. Like like this shit's gonna be like jury duty where you gotta do this shit like once a month.
Well, I feel like the amount of attention that we probably give to maintaining forests like properly
is probably
going down. Yeah.
Well, dog, I mean, I don't think that applies because, like, look at Michigan. Like, Michigan hasn't had clean water for, like, 3 years, bro.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't even, and that's got mad attention. Yeah. Even celebrities were blown and still nothing's been...
Isn't like, Jaden Smith, like...
He's selling water to, like, give water.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing one of those charity
he's
waters.
He's selling water to give water. Yeah. Ain't that some shit?
I mean, he's got to get the money somehow.
I hear it.
You know, it's just what you do with the profit. It's
like, it's like for every bottle you buy, I'm going to give one to them.
Yeah.
Rather than just give them both. Like, they need all the water they can get.
But where is he going to get the money?
Bo makes music.
I get it, but.
Ain't no one telling him to do it. Like that. That's the government issue.
Yeah, but he's trying to help.
I know, but he shouldn't have to. It should be the government doing it.
That's true, sure.
And how you're saying people maintain the forest, bro. That's probably the government that helps maintain the forest, like forest rangers and shit. Think about it, Alex.
I don't think forest rangers do that. I don't think that's part of their job.
Bro, I mean, we go to county all the time, bro. Like, you don't see them niggas out there in the trucks? They're definitely maintaining that, bitch.
No, they're not.
Bro, they are.
No, they're not.
Nigga, they have trails. Like, obviously, they have to maintain them. Like, because if not, the forestation would overgrow, bro.
I don't think they're in charge of it.
Bro, completely. I'm telling you.
No, they're not.
Somebody's doing it.
Yeah, not them.
Bro.
They're just security, dude.
Yeah, okay. Bro, there's more than just the security guards there. I'm telling you.
That's what I'm saying, but I've never seen anyone else except for
this. Because you're not looking. Yes, my man's just be... You just be staring at the deer.
That's because they stare at me.
I know. Like, why is this nigga playing basketball? By himself.
Put a shirt on.
Also crazy, the Puerto Rican earthquakes.
Yeah.
Bro, I just, like, there's a video trending right now. Because, you know, like, they're Puerto Rico's damn near got hit with, like, 20 earthquakes. Pretty much hitting only majority of the southern side of the island.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because I don't really know how it's affecting, like, San Juan and, like, the upper parts. But, like, the bottom parts are getting, like, trashed.
Yeah.
Because, like, the magnitudes are so strong. And, like, a video just came out.
What was the strongest one was like a 6.4?
Bro, I thought there was a seven.
What was there?
I think there was like a 7.1. I'm like that shit. Yeah, bro, like an eight is crazy.
Yeah.
So like they're really going through it. But a video is trending right now on Facebook where there's this man who claims he works for the government of Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And he's saying that he believes that the government is drilling a couple mile like a little bit down from the actual island. I forgot. I think it's by Venezuela. I think he said by Venezuela. It's like okay. In between Venezuela. They're like Venezuela's drilling over there as well.
Yeah.
But so is Puerto Rico for oil. And they're saying that
it's causing all the eruptions.
Yeah, they're saying they're hitting the drill that they're using is hitting the plates, the earth plates, and that's what's causing the reactions to hit the island.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That would be insane if that were true. Is that true?
That's what's going around. Like people are like that video's going all over Facebook.
Holy shit. You're gonna have to send that to me.
Yeah, I got you. But yeah, that's why I was like, I'm like, I don't know if it's true, but like it wouldn't surprise me considering like how shiesty like the last guy who ran Puerto Rico was. Cause remember when that whole like you know how the riots were going on?
I never kept up with Puerto Rican politics.
For real?
Yeah.
Not even on like social media. You didn't even see it on social media. People would post it. Like people are protesting, bro. Like the riots were crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they were demolishing like landmarks and shit. Like graffiti. Like it was a pretty bad riot. But like the craziest shit was like after they were done, they cleaned it all up. Like if they ain't the most Hispanic shit ever, like like niggas. Niggas cleaning it. Niggas brought out the Fabuloso, mopped the street and everything. Like,
but for them.
But it was because after they got hit with those storms, like Maria and shit like that, how it affected the island bad. Mm-hmm. Like, 'cause you gotta remember a lot of the island went without water, power. It was like, dude, it was hard times. Like,
yeah.
And it turns out that the government, like the governor of Puerto Rico, that boy, he had like supplies like to help the people, and he never gave them out. They were hidden on parts of the island.
What?
Yeah, bro, real slimy shit. And like the islanders, you know, flipped out, and they were like threatening to like kill this man.
Yeah,
bro, like they and Guayama, where my mom's from there, bro, they broke into a police station and stole guns and ammunition.
Oh, really?
Like, nigga, they were gonna lick this man.
Shit.
Bro, like real, yeah, like bro, like think about that. That's like you got people like there's a lot of sick people in PR, bro. Like I seen it firsthand. Like there's people like who really need the assistance. So the fact that there was no power, no water, bro.
Yeah.
And like you're like holding like shit that could help people. Like you're withholding like supplies. Like
they're really suffering.
Yeah, like bro, you're a slime ball. You're a real insane. Fucking slime ball.
You know, I should really do some of my own research on that. I didn't know that was actually happening.
Yeah, bro, look at you.
What?
Sell out. But yeah, like so it goes like anyway, back to, like so that wouldn't surprise me. Like if that's actually going down, cuz like you said the government's already done some shiesty shit like that.
Yeah. So they have a history of it.
But that's just the thing. So, you know, like, we just want to help raise awareness when it comes to, like, as far as, like, the wildfires in Australia and the earthquakes in Puerto Rico. We know there's people that really need the help. So, you know.
Yeah, definitely just donate if you can.
Yeah, and, you know, do your research.
You know, raise awareness, and if you can donate, please donate.
Because, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, there's plenty of families. I'm sure, I mean, you know, as small as an island as Puerto Rico is, I'm pretty sure there's Puerto Ricans everywhere, bro. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, bro, we're an overpopulated island. Like,
yeah, yeah. Like, and that's why we're here.
Like, we're like rabbits.
We didn't fit.
We're like fucking rabbits, bro. You said we didn't fit. We're rat. Like, yo, it's getting a little crowded. Like,
they kicked us off the island.
For rat.
We're here now. But definitely shout out to the motherland, yo, you know.
Yeah.
My man. Definitely donate, please. We're joking around, but it's not a joking matter what they're going through down there. Like, so please do your research. Find the appropriate place to donate. Or if you know someone, just send them money.
Screw it. You know me?
You know?
You know.
They'll figure it out. If they don't, that's on them.
A wrap. A case of Malta goes a long way. Feel me, like.
That's funny.
Yo, did you ever look into that shark thing?
Shark?
The shark that they found in Portugal?
No.
All right, so it goes. This is like the last note I want to make on the whole nature thing was with the whole global warming situation.
Okay.
Because like how like they said last year was the second hottest year we ever had.
Yeah.
And like. Nigga, that's global warming. Like, yo, bro, if you see, like I just saw a picture of a polar bear the other day. Them niggas look sick.
Yeah.
Like, they look, like, mad. They're, like, mad skinny. Like if polar bears did drugs. Like, damn near, like, they're legit just mad skinny and, like.
There's not a lot of food for them.
Yeah.
Looks like they're starving.
They are starving. Like, on top of, like, the pollution, you know, because that's already killing the fish off. But, like, which is also, like, feeding the predators that the polar bear's predator on. Like, it's just, like, that's, I'm not, but, like, it's not even that part that's really, like, the upsetting part, because, like, that, like, people aren't really realizing as the ice melts, that turns to water, the water's gonna rise, you know, that's gonna affect the sea levels, and that's gonna hit shit that's gonna affect cities that are sea level, like, you know, like New Orleans, You know, like Florida. I'm pretty sure anything that's on the coast, is getting smacked. Yeah. Like you're getting smacked,
Florida,
with a flood. Like,
with California, I know they have a lot of mountains, but
yeah. I think Cali would be all right, but obviously, yeah. Like I said, the beaches are definitely getting fucked.
Puerto Rico,
yeah, it's definitely getting fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, they have mountains, and their mountains are crazy. So the people who are on the mountains might be all right. But that's gonna like
that's
push.
All the people.
That's gonna be like it's. That's gonna turn Puerto Rico into like Fortnite, where like the zone gets smaller and everybody gotta survive. You feel me? Like that's it's a dark thing to say, but it's realistic.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's gonna push niggas closer together, and then niggas gonna defend. Like, you where we dropping, boys? but like. But it's more so like, all right, so I believe it was 2 years ago in like November,
mm-hmm.
they had found a shark that was said to be 2,000 years old. Not in age, but as far as like when that shark was around.
Okay.
Like they had not seen that shark for 2,000 years.
So they deemed it extinct.
Yeah, it was
an just came out.
And they found one like swimming in an ocean or a sea by Portugal.
Okay.
I'm like, so like, nigga, that scares me. Cuz I'm like
And you think that's cuz of the global warming?
Cuz of the ice.
Okay, so I feel like rising and prehistoric fishes are coming
back.
Okay. I don't think you should ever deem anything that's in the ocean, like, extinct. They can just swim deeper, you know?
You think?
Yes. There's so much of the ocean we haven't seen yet. So, like, why? There's so much space.
There is. You know, you're not lying.
I don't think we should deem anything in the ocean, like, to be extinct ever. Because it's probably just hiding somewhere. And we don't know where.
True.
And we can't access it. And it's not like we're consistent.
I mean, I don't fuck with fish anyway.
But I'm not. I'm a land mammal. When it comes to the oceans, I'm not about it.
I'm not about it either. Like, I'll do a cruise. Like, I'm down for the cruise. But, like, nigga, once you say a submarine, I'm good. If a nigga brought in a submarine into the equation, I'm good.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm not about it. Like, not even the pay. Like, you couldn't pay me for that shit, for real, for real.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll just wait till the nigga comes to the aquarium.
Yeah, I hate swimming on the beach, you know, like.
Oh, I don't mind. It depends on what the water looking like, feel me? Like, if I can see through, then it's a different story.
Yeah.
Like, California.
But it's
like,
never like that.
Bro, you've never been to California.
Yeah, I haven't.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Even in PR, bro.
Hold on.
Even in PR, like, the water there's not as bad as, like, this East Coast
muddy water.
Muddy water.
Yo, shut up.
So, that's just how I feel about that. I'm, like, cause, I ain't gonna lie, this is gonna sound mad childish, but I got that whole, like, theory because of Ice Age.
What? The
ice.
Global warming?
Like, no, bro, the ice. The ice, like, releasing, like,
prehistoric,
yeah,
animals,
yeah, because they pretty
did
much
that happen.
That was in the movie.
I don't think I've ever watched it because
it was the second. I think it was like the second or third one.
Once I found out Ray Romano was like the
mammoth.
Yeah, I just never looked at it. The
I don't.
Same.
I don't know why. It never clicked.
Yeah,
that Ray Romano was him. But
I could never look at him the same.
But yeah, that's just like I don't know. I'm not pushing. Like I'm never like the type to like. Like deny something because I don't know.
Yeah,
feel me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just like I'm like it sounds reasonable, so I'm going with it.
Okay, that's good. What?
Nothing.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
What's wrong? What?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, you just started looking off into the distance.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought this was gonna stop. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, yo, I'm waiting for the lines to come in.
You should have seen Eddie. He just stopped. I started like, looking off into the distance. Yo, what the hell was that?
Bro, I literally thought that jump stopped. I was like, yo, I'm like, nigga, it's doing it again. But, bro, I mean, that's pretty much all I brought to the table today. Unless you got something else you got to get off your chest.
I just want to shout out Mick Jenkins with the new album release. Starting off 2020 pretty strong.
That's my man.
Yeah,
my dog.
You put me on, man. It took me a while.
Is that my flowers, Alex?
You're not getting your flowers. But yeah, he released the album, The Circus, which is great. You know, shout out to Earth Gang. They have a feature on there. I always saw Earth Gang and Mick Jenkins always made like great music. So definitely shout out to them.
Yeah, real rap. You know, for the conscious rap fans, it's definitely, I would definitely recommend that joint too.
Yeah.
I say, bro, he's definitely not a mumble rapper. I'm just
it's hard to understand him sometimes.
What?
Yeah, it
what
is.
What song? What? Name a song.
All right, I guess we're doing this.
Yeah, bro.
All right, maybe he is. I don't know.
You just be hating.
I'm not hating it. I just shouted him out. What the fuck? What are you talking about?
He said, "Bull's tough. He's just hard to understand."
No,
what you don't understand, his bars or like his voice, how he talks.
His articulation.
His articulation?
Yeah.
He's articulate.
No, he's not.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying he's not.
In what way? Like, how is he not
it's
articulate?
It's hard to understand him because of his articulation.
Define articulation.
The rhythm with how he speaks, bro. Like,
bro, what? how does the, like, what do you not understand?
All right, we're stopping this right now.
You know what? Yeah, you know what?
I was trying to give my guy flowers over here.
Wrap it up then. All right. So, I mean, we want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of The Almanac. This is your host, Eddie and Alex. We want, this nigga dead ass pulled out wings.
When it's time, it's time.
Like I said, y'all can stream The Almanac through Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Yeah, did we do iHeart Radio yet? Did we get the iHeart Radio set up yet?
We should be there live soon.
So yeah, stay tuned. We want to thank y'all for tuning in.
Yeah, stay tuned.
So you mean, because more great things to come. More. Yeah.
We'll try not to be late next week.
Due to technical difficulties. So that's
technical difficulties.
That's it.